It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thank you for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Gibson Southern Gymnasium between the Lady Vikings and the Lady Titans. This is the first game of the season for the North Posey Lady Vikings. They return four starters from last year's team with Lissa Heath, Mallory Lewix, Jazz Ward, and Ella Weatherholt. Ellie Jo Johnson was also, she started many games last year as well, and she's also back. They only lost one senior from last year's team, and they got a good group of girls for this year's team as well. So you should see a lot of should see the wins going. I mean, the losses turn into wins this year. So it should be a very good year for the Lady Vikings. This is also the first game for new North Posey head coach Kevin Kolb. Kolb came from Evansville Central as an assistant coach with the Bears. This will be Kolb's first head coaching gig he's ever had, so best of luck to him as well. Lady Vikings are led by last year's scoring and rebound leader, senior Lissa Heath. Heath averaged 10.8 points per game and 6.5 rebounds per contest. Heath is also a four-year starter. Also, Gibson Southern comes in this game on a 1-1 record. Last year, the Lady Titans won the Class 3A state championship, and this year moved up to the Class 4A due to their team's success. So they're going to be hitting some tougher competition in the future. Lady Titans beat Mount Vernon in their season opener, then lost to Castle in their second game of the season. Both games were played without their two best players, with Gabby Spink and Paige Schnauz, who were both out due to team policies. The series on this game, matchup, is last 20 years, Gibson Southern has beat North Posey 17 of the 19 meetings they've had between the two schools. The last time these two teams played, Gibson Southern beat North Posey 61-25, and that was back on November 9th of 2023. The head coach for Gibson Southern is Kyle Brasher. Brasher has got a 125-32 record in his seventh year with the Lady Titans. Very, very great, very good coach and very good record. Some of the top players coming into this game, like I said earlier, Melissa Heath. She leads Lady Vikings in points and rebounds from last season. Then we got junior Mallory Lewix. She's the point guard. She averages 7.8 a game, 3.2 rebounds a contest, and she also led the team in assists and steals. Last year, she was an all-PAC honorable mention selectee. Another good ball player that's one of their top players is junior forward Jazz Ward. Ward averaged 8.1 points per game, 5.2 rebounds a contest for the Lady Vikings. Leading Gibson Southern is Nola Ravelette. She's a senior forward, averages 6.7 a game and 4.3 rebounds for the last year's state champions. Paige Schnauz is their center. She's a sophomore, averaged 9.8 points per game, and she was 54% shooting with 6.3 rebounds per game. And she was also an all-state honorable mention and second-team all-PAC last year. She's also got multiple Division I school offers already just as a sophomore. Then the last player is their best player on the team is Gabby Spink. Last year, she averaged 19.3 a game. And she was for the state champions, and she was also on the Indiana Junior All-Star team. She was All-State and first-team All-PAC. Recently, she just committed to Murray State to play basketball for the Lady Racers for next year. So that's a little bit about this matchup coming up here. We are about 2 minutes away from the start of this game, but we'll probably go into the national anthem shortly. We're going to take a commercial break, but you're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Viking basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.k. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville. This Saturday is Ladies' Day at JT's Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies' Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Gibson Southern Gymnasium. Starting lineup tonight, we're going to have Mallory Lewis from North Posey, Alyssa Heath playing center position, Addie Murphy's going to be playing a guard position, then we got Ellie Jo Johnson playing a guard, and then playing forward will be Ella Weatherholt, and they are coached by Kevin Cold in his first game as a Lady Viking coach. So that's the starting lineup for the Lady Vikings. For Gibson Southern, their starting lineup is going to be Lydia Maurer. She's going to start one of the guard positions. Then Gabby Spink will be the other guard. Nola Ravelette will play forward. The other forward will be Lauren Adamson, number 33. Then playing center will be the sophomore, number 32, Paige Schnauss. And they are coached by Kyle Brasher. So that's the lineups tonight for both teams. hopefully, you know, last year, Gibson Southern beat North Posey 61-25. And that game was played at North Posey. Hopefully this year, North Posey's got a, they could return almost, they'd return everybody back for, except for one player. But they also bring more experience, and hopefully that will carry on to this year as well. So hopefully we'll see a different look here with the North Posey basketball team, also along with a new head coach as well. So see what kind of what he has lined up. So it'll be pretty interesting tonight. Said North Posey coming in this game has not played a game yet. This is their first game of the season. Gibson Southern has played one game so far. They are 1-1 on the year. They beat Mount Vernon in their opening game, then they lost to Castle the other night. So Castle's one of the better teams actually in the area. So they're pretty pretty well rounded and very powerful. So here we go, right at the jump ball. We're going to have Alyssa Heath, number 12, going up against Paige Snouse, number 32 for Gibson Southern. Referee's getting ready to tip off the ball, and he throws it up, and Gibson Southern wins the tip off. Gabby Spink's got the ball. She's bringing the ball up the court. She lost control of it, but Lauren Anderson's able to catch it. Spink takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath's bringing the ball up the court. Gets across the half court line. He's still driving down the lane there. Throws across down the baseline to Addie Murphy. Murphy throws it up. No good. Rebounded by Gabby Spink. Spink's bringing the ball up the court for Gibson Southern. Spink still handling the ball. Passes it over. Passed the ball, and it was deflected by North Posey. Out of bounds. Going to be Gibson Southern ball here with 7:31 left first quarter. Still a 0-0 game here at the beginning of this matchup. Spink inbounds the ball into Ravelet. Ravelet passes it over to Maurer. Maurer bounce passes it over to Spink. Spink throws across court to Adamson. Adamson gets in the middle there to Schnauss, and Ellie Jo Johnson knocks it out of the way. Very good defensive move there by Johnson. It's going to be Gibson Southern ball. It's 7:21 mark here, first quarter. Lauren Adamson is going to inbound the ball for Gibson Southern. Adamson still trying to get the ball inbounds. They're having trouble. It's going to be almost 5-second mark, and North Posey's able to get it. Ella Witherholt was able to get the ball back. Give it over to Lewis. Lewis passes it to Johnson. Johnson bounce passes in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt, or that was Murphy, back out to Johnson. Johnson takes a 3-point shot. No good. Lewis gets the rebound. Lewis throws a shot up. Bounces in. Good. 2-point basket there by Mallory Lewis. 2-0 North Posey. Gibson Southern's got the ball. Gabby Spinks handling the ball for the Lady Titans. Passes over to Noah Ravelet. Ravelet's being guarded by Mallory Lewis. Ravelet passes it back out to the top of the key to Schnauss. Schnauss back to Adamson. Adamson bounce passes in the middle there to Ravelet, but it goes off the foot of a North Posey player, and it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. We're at 6:43 mark in first quarter. North Posey leads 2-0. Gibson Southern inbounds the ball. Try to get it in, and that was 5 seconds. So Gibson Southern got a 5-second call on him as a turnover by the Lady Titans. Very kind of surprising there on that. They couldn't get the ball in. So Ellie Jo Johnson's bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. She's got across 10-second line. She passes it over to Mallory Lewis. Lewis bounce passes it to top of the key to Weatherholt. Weatherholt over to Johnson. Johnson gives it back to Weatherholt. Weatherholt drives the baseline. Throws a pass over to Murphy out to Lewis. Lewis is outside the 3-point line. She bounce passes in the middle there to Heath. Heath throws it up, and Heath gets fouled by Nola Ravelet, and that's going to be her first personal foul and first team foul of the half for Gibson Southern. So now that was Weatherholt got fouled. So Weatherholt's going to go to the line for 2 free throw shots. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot. It rolls out off the rim, out of the rim. No good. So that's she missed her first free throw. Still 2-0. North Posey, if you just joined us. It's here, 6:20 left here, first quarter. Weatherholt takes the second free throw shot. Releases the shot. Yep, it's good. 3-0, North Posey. 6:19 left here in the first quarter. Adamson's got the ball. She tried to bounce pass it in to Smink. Weatherholt was able to recover. Weatherholt goes up with it. She throws it off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Paige Schnauss. Schnauss gets the ball to Gabby Spink. Spink's coming up the court with the ball. Spink gets over to Ravelet. Maurer takes a 3-point shot in the middle over the side there. Good. 3-point basket by Lydia Maurer. 3-3 is your score now. Up the court now, Ella Weatherholt got the ball and laid it up. It's good. 5-3, North Posey. We're going to the timeout, and I'm not sure if it's a it's a 30-second timeout, so we're just going to stay here. So 5-3, North Posey leads over Gibson Southern. 5:51 left here, first quarter. North Posey got that ball up the court pretty fast there on that last possession after the Lydia Maurer three-point basket. They got the ball up the court to Weatherholt. Weatherholt took it right to the paint, took it to the glass, and got the two-point basket. So Lady Vikings look good here early on. Question is, I hope they can keep it up, keep this pace up, and make a ball game of it, because Gibson Southern has traditionally been a very good ball team for many years. So we're hope this is the new North Posey team that many of us have been expecting, looking forward to seeing for many years. So Gabby Spink got brought the ball, of course. She gets it up side baseline there to Ravelet. Ravelet takes a shot, misses it. No good. Rebounded by number two, Sage Kissel, in the game. Then Lydia Maurer got the ball, laid it up. Two-point basket by Lydia Maurer. 5-5 is a tie game now. 5:32 left here, first quarter. Addie Murphy's bringing the ball up the court. She gets across the 10-second line for the Lady Vikings. Murphy's still handling the ball for North Posey. She bounced past it in the middle there to Weatherholt. Back out to Alyssa Heath. Heath brings the ball outside the three-point line. Over to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Lewigs. Lewigs bounce passes it to Johnson. And she bounce passes it to Heath. Heath lays it on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 7-5, North Posey. 5:01 left here, first quarter. Gabby Spink handling the ball. Gets across the baseline. Bounce passes over to number two, Kissel. Kissel throws a three-point basket. No good. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball court to Lewis. Lewis passes over Johnson. Johnson back to Lewis. Lewis passes it back to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Heath. Outside the three-point line. Heath drives the baseline. Throws across court to Murphy. Murphy throws a three-point basket up. It's good. Addie Murphy, three-point basket. North Posey leads 10-5. 4:26 left here, first quarter. Gabby Spink got the handle of the ball. Gets it out to number 23, Molly Splendler, which is game of the game. Ravelet's handling the ball. Ravelet gives it out to Lydia Maurer. Maurer drives inside the paint. Loses control of it. And I thought North Posey had a hold of it. Spink throws a three-point shot up. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy gets across the 10-second line. She gets it over to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane there, and Johnson got fouled. Looks like it's going to be on number two. It was on number two, Sage Kissel. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul. That's the third foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Johnson takes her free throw shot, rolls off the rim, no good. So a lot of substitutions coming in the game now. Kylie Bender, number five, is in the game. Jazz Ward's in the game for North Posey. Johnson's going to take her second free throw shot. It goes up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath lost the ball. Gabby Spink got a hold of the ball. Spink drives in the lane there. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson throws the ball up the court to Heath. Heath banks it off the glass. It's good. 12-5, North Posey. 3:35 left here, first quarter. Gabby Spink drives in the lane there, and she threw it up. And I believe she was fouled before the shot. Now, that foul was on number five, Kylie Bender. That's her first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. They got in the middle there to Spindler. Spindler got it blocked. Johnson's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Johnson just lost it. And it's going to be out of bounds off Gibson Southern. It's going to be North Posey ball. So we're down to 3:23 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings got a 12-5 lead on Gibson Southern. Looking good so far here early on. North Posey gets the ball inbounds. Bender's got the ball. She's inside the paint. She gets a hold of it. And we're gonna have a jump ball. That ball's gonna stay with North Posey. The possession arrow stays in that direction, so North Posey's gonna keep the ball here with a 3:17 mark of the quarter. first quarter. Lugs inbounds the ball for North Posey. She gets it inbounds to Heath. Heath passes over to Bender. Bender still has not took a dribble. It passes it back to Heath. Heath's just holding the ball. Trying to run some clock out. We're almost down to 3 minutes left here, first quarter. She gets it in the middle there to Bender. And it went off a Gibson Southern player. It's going to be North Posey ball. Grab a substitution again. Ella Weatherholt and Addie Murphy are back, coming back in the game for Alyssa Heath and Ellie Jo Johnson. So they're both going to get a breather in a minute. So Lugs inbound the ball for Lady Vikings. She gets it in to Bender. Bender passes it over to Jazz Ward. Ward goes up with it. And Ward lost control of it, and it went out of bounds off her, and it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. 2:58 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings got a 12-5 lead on Gibson Southern. Gabby Spink brought across the 10-second line. She gets it over to Kissel. Kissel takes a dribble, passes it out to Paige Schnauss outside the three-point line, over to Spink. Spink takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Gabby Spink, three-point basket, scores 12-8. North Posey, 2:33 left here, first quarter. Gets the ball over to Bender. Bender still dribbling the ball. Pass it back out to Lewis. Lewis still handling the ball for Lady Vikings. Lewis is a very good ball handler, probably the best ball handler North Posey does have. Murphy's got the ball, and she lost control of it. Gibson got the ball back. Spink's coming down the court with it. And she tried to throw it up and then missed it. Rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Lugs bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Lugs decided she's going to drive. Looked like she's going to kick it back out. She did. So she's outside the top of the key. She gives it over to Murphy. Murphy throws it in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws it up. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 14-8 North Posey. 1:44 left here, first quarter. Gabby Spink handling the ball. Throws the three-point basket up. It's good. Gabby Spink, her second three-point basket. 14-11. North Posey leads now. And we got a foul here on the inbound here by number 23, Molly Spindler. That's her first personal foul. And the 14th foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Coming in the game now is Emma Foos for Gibson Southern. We got a few substitutions. And North Posey trying to get the ball inbounds. They got it inbounds to Mallory Lugs. Lugs bring the ball to court. She gets across the 10-second line. Lugs passed the ball over to Bender. Bender missed the assignment and went out of bounds. It's going to be Gibson Southern ball. 1:25 left here, first quarter. Rablet tailing the ball for Gibson Southern. She brings it across the 10-second line. She's being guarded by Weatherholt. She gets it over to Lydia Maurer. Maurer passes the ball to Spink. Spink throws a three-point shot up. It's good. Their third three-point basket in a row. Now we got a tied game, 14-14, with 106 left here in the first quarter. And Bender just got around her. Pass it over to Ward, and Ward throws one off the glass and for a two-point basket. 16-14. North Posey, 49 seconds left here in the first quarter. Ravelette pass the ball. She gets it over to Adamson. Adamson throws it out to Spink. Spink throws it out. Another three-point basket in. And it's going to be, the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. They said it went off of Jazz Ward's hands there. We're down 37.9 seconds left. Lady Vikings got a two-point lead, 16-14. Adamson's getting inbound the ball for Gibson Southern. She's trying to find somebody to get it to, and she got a five-second call on her again. That's a second five-second call on Gibson Southern here in the first quarter. So two costly turnovers by the Lady Titans. Marposi got the ball inbounds. Weatherholt passed the ball over to Murphy. Murphy got across the 10-second line. Gives it to Lewis. Lose the handle of the ball, down 26 seconds left here in first quarter. Nice pick there by Ward. And that was not a good pass there by Bender, but Gibson Southern got the ball back. Gives it out to Spink. Spink throws one up, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Gibson Southern, North Posey ball. 10.6 seconds left here in the first quarter, 16-14, North Posey leads this game. Very good showing here by the Lady Vikings so far. Very impressed. A little experience is definitely showing here with this group. Weatherholtz getting the ball. She gets across the 10-second line. Down to 4 seconds left. Lugs got lost the ball, and it's going to be the end of the quarter. And that's the end of the first quarter. North Posey leads this by the score of 16-14. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstock, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Gibson Southern High School between the Lady Vikings and Gibson Southern Lady Titans. We're going to start the second quarter. North Posey leading this game by the score of 16-14. Yes, I have said it correctly. North Posey is leading 16-14 over the last year's state champions, Gibson Southern. Gibson Southern's got the ball here to start the second quarter. Bringing the ball up the court is Sage Kissel. Kissel gets the ball out to Lydia Maurer. Maurer drives the ball, passes it out to Ravelette. Ravelette still handling the ball. Gets it back to Maurer. Maurer takes a dribble. Still handling the ball. Gets it over to Adamson. Adamson gets the ball to Ravelette. Ravelette still handling the ball. Gives it out to Mabry Wilson, number 24. She just came in the game. Adamson back out to Maurer. Maurer gets the ball in the middle there to Adamson, and Adamson just got fouled. So Adamson's going to go line for two shots. And that foul is on number 23, Jaslyn Ward. That's her first personal foul. And first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So that was not a shooting foul, so Gibson Southern's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. They get it inbounds to Lydia Maurer. Maurer takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws the ball up the court to Kylie Bender. Bender throws a layup up. No good. Rebounded by Adamson. Adamson gets the ball to Maurer. Maurer gets it over to Kissel. Kissel up the court to Ravelette. Ravelette passes it back out to Kissel. Kissel gets the ball to Adamson outside the three-point line. Adamson throws it over to the other side to Ravelette. Lost control of the ball there, but Adamson's able to get the ball back. She tries to take a shot. No good. And it went off the foot of a North Posey player. Gibson Southern ball. Wow. that ball was like a pinball, man. Going off of all kinds of players on that one. But Gibson Southern ball, 6:58 left here, second quarter. North Posey leads 16-14 over Gibson Southern. Lady Vikings actually look really good here in this opening quarter. Gets the ball to Maurer. Maurer still handling the ball. She's being guarded by Murphy. She gives it out to Kissel. Kissel being guarded by Johnson. Kissel throws a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath bringing the ball up the court. Heath about looked like she almost carried the ball, but they didn't call it for her, and she tried to throw a pass to Bender and threw it out of bounds. Not a turnover that could have been avoided. So Gibson Southern ball here. 6:34 left here, second quarter. Bringing the ball up the court for Gibson Southern is Sage Kissel. She's being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson almost stole it from her. Good defense there. Lydia Maurer can guard it. Ravelette takes a three-point shot, airballs it, and it goes out of bounds. North Posey ball. 6:18 left here, second quarter. Coming into the game for Gibson Southern is Paige Snouts and Gabby Spink, along with number 23, Molly Spindler. So Lady Vikings got a two-point lead here, 6:18 left, second quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson ran up the court, the ball up the court for North Posey. She gets across the 10-second line. Hands it off to Heath. Heath hands it off to Murphy. Addie Murphy still handling the ball. Pass over on the baseline there to Bender. Bender drives inside the paint. Gives it out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes a shot. Goes off the glass. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of North Posey. It's going to be Gibson Southern ball. 5:53 left here, second quarter. North Posey still has a 16-14 lead. Gabby Spink brings the ball up the court for Gibson Southern. Passes it over to Snouse. Snouse takes a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. And North Posey calls a timeout. And I believe it's a 30-second timeout. So we'll just stay here then. So that's okay. All right. 30-second timeout. Lady Vikings lead 16-14 over Gibson Southern. 5:43 left here, second quarter. Other games going on tonight in the Pocket Athletic Conference, besides the North Posey Gibson Southern game, we got Princeton playing at Bossy, and we got Washington playing in the Cordon Central Tournament against Northview. So those are the other games going on in the area. There's quite a few games tomorrow in the area, I mean, in the Pocket Athletic Conference playing. We will be also bringing you the game live tomorrow for North Posey girls basketball when they play Wood Memorial, and that game tips off at 5:30. So we'll bring that game to you live here on WPIW. North Posey going to get the ball inbounds. They're going to have to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court, and looks like Gibson Southern's in a full court press, so they're going to, North Posey gets the ball inbounds. Ellie Jo Johnson's bringing the ball up the court. She passes over to Addie Murphy. Addie Murphy lets up her dribble a little too soon. Johnson gets the ball across the 10-second line to Heath. Heath passes it back out to Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane there. Passes over to Bender. Bender throws one up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Paige Snouse. Snouse gets the ball out to Gabby Spink. Spink drives it down the lane there. Goes up, and it's good. So Spink got fouled, and she also scored the two-point basket. And she's going to go to the line for the three-point play. Tied game now. 16-16 is the score. That foul was on Addie Murphy. And that's her first personal foul, second team foul in the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line for one free throw shot for the three-point play is Gabby Spink. Spink takes her free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Spink now has 12 points in the game, and the score now, Gibson Southern leads 17-16. And that is their first lead of the game for the Lady Titans. North Posey's led this game the whole way from that point. Oh, and that was a kick ball there by Paige Snouse. That could have been a good play there. Good, easy 2 points there by North Posey, but Snouse put a stop to that with the kick ball. So North Posey got inbound the ball. Lewis gets inbound the ball from North Posey. She gets it into Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets it out to Johnson. Johnson still dribbling the ball. Johnson throws over in the corner to Lewis. Lewis takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Mallory Lewis. North Posey got the lead back, 19-17. 4:53 left here, second quarter. Ravelet takes a shot. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Gets it out to Lewis. Lewis drives in the lane there. And Lewis got fouled on that play. And that foul is going to be on number two, Sage Kissel. That's her second personal foul. That's her first team foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Weatherholt got the ball. She passes over the corner there to Lewis. Lewis takes another three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Mallory Lewis, three-point basket. 2 3-point baskets in a row. 22-17. North Posey leads. 4:30 left here, second quarter. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball up the court. She bounced past it over to Schnauss. Schnauss throws it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Gibson Southern. Ravelet takes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. And that looked like an over the back there, but it is what it is. Smink takes a three-point shot. Throws up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. North Posey got the ball. Johnson's going to sprint down the court. pass the ball, but Spink was able to steal it, and she drew a foul off of Weatherholt. And that's going to be Weatherholt's first personal foul, and that'll be the third team foul of the quarter for Marposi. That last basket was a two-point basket by Lewis. I thought it was a three-point basket. It was a two-point basket. So 21-17, Marposi leads. 4 minutes left exactly here in second quarter, first half. Maurer's got the ball. She hands it off to Spink. Spink gets it over to Maurer. Adamson takes the two-point shot. No good. Rebound it by Ravelet. Ravelet throws it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Nola Ravelet. 21-19 is your score. Marposi leads by 2 points. Gets in the middle to Jazz Ward. Ward gets it out to Bender. Bender lays on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Kylie Bender. 23-19, Marposi. 3:19 left here. Second quarter. Gets the ball out. Ravelet takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Nice three-point basket there by Nola Ravelet. 23-22 is your score. Marposi leads. 3:02 left here, second quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson handling the ball for Lady Vikings. Gets the ball at the Bender. Bender takes a dribble and decides to left upper dribble and gets it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lewix. Gets it out to Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebound it. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball up the court for Gibson Southern. Loses the ball. Bender needs to look up. Bender, she look up the court. She had a wide open player up court. Lewix takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound it by Jazz Ward. Ward throws one up. No good. And they said that was out of bounds off of Marposi. It's going to be Gibson Southern ball. Back in the game for Marposi is going to be Alyssa Heath and Addie Murphy. Gabby Spinks coming out of the game. Her and Schnauz are both coming out of the game now again for Gibson Southern. So Gibson Southern brings the ball to the court. Molly Spindler's handling the ball. She passes it back out to Adamson. Adamson gets across the 10-second line to Maurer. Maurer passes it over to Foos. Ravelet takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Spindler. Adamson's handling the ball. Adamson takes a shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Marposi, but that foul was on number 33, Lauren Adamson. That was her first personal foul, and that's the third team foul, I believe, of the quarter. 2:01 left here in the first half. Marposi has a one-point lead, 23-22. Ellie Jo Johnson gets the ball across the 10-second line. She gets it out to Ellie Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws in the middle there to Lewix. Lewix throws it up. No good. Lewix gets her own rebound, but we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to be Marposi ball. 1:47 left here, second quarter. Just joining us, Marposi has a 23-22 lead on Gibson Southern. Lewix going to inbound the ball underneath the basket for Lady Vikings. She gets it up to Murphy. Gets it over to Weatherholt, and Weatherholt gets fouled by Paige Schnauz. That's going to be Schnauz's first personal foul. And this is her second personal foul. That was the foul I missed earlier. So she's got two on her now. And the third team foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot. It's good. Weatherholt's having a pretty good game so far. 24-22, Marposi. Got a two-point lead. Coming in the game now is number 23, Molly Spindler, for number 30, Emma Foos. Weatherholt, there takes her second free throw shot. It goes up, off the rim, and it rolls in. It's good. So two for two there at the line. 25-22, Marposi. And that was an easy basket there by Paige Schnauz. 25-24, Marposi. 1:32 left here, second quarter. Lewix has a ball for Marposi outside the top of the key. Bounce pass it to Heath, but got it back. Weatherholt drives in the lane there. Throws it back out. to Johnson. Johnson goes up with it off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. She's got her rebound back. Gives it out to Lewis. Lewis gives it out to the three-point line to Heath. Heath drives in the lane there. Heath got pushed, but they didn't call it. Weatherholt drives in the lane there. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Adamson. Gabby Spink bringing the ball to the court for Gibson Southern. Gets it out to Adamson. Adamson gets a hold of the ball. No foul called. Johnson's able to get a hold of the ball. Gets it over to Lugs. Lugs is bringing. They got a 3-on-2 matchup there. Murphy lays it up off the glass. It's good. Addie Murphy, 2-point basket. 27-24, North Posey. 26 seconds left here in the first half. Gabby Spink throws a 3-point basket up. It's up. It's good. Gabby Spink, 3-point basket. 27-27. We got a tie game here. 16 seconds left here in the first half. Mallory Lewis is handling the ball for North Posey. Down 10 seconds now. Lewis still handling the ball. Down to 7. Gets it out to Murphy. Murphy takes a 3-point basket. It's up. It's good. Addie Murphy, 3-point basket. And that is the halftime. At the end of the half, North Posey leads 30-27 over Gibson Southern. We're going to step away for a moment, but at the half, North Posey leads 30-27. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24-7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville. This Saturday is Ladies' Day at JT's Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies' Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless.
Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. We're at the half right now. Where Posey leads this game 30-27 on Gibson Southern. Gibson Southern last year was the Class 3A state champions, and North Posey's playing very well right now here in the first half, up against two all-state players with Paige Schnauss and Gabby Spink on, you know, on the Gibson Southern side. So Lady Vikings are playing tough. As for scoring-wise in the half, everybody's contributed on this Lady Viking team. Very impressed with them. But going in the first quarter, North Posey won the first quarter 16-14. Lady Vikings also won the second quarter 14-13, and that's where we got a 30-27 lead. I mean, they got a 30-27 lead here at the half. The biggest lead North Posey had in the game was at 12-5, which is 7 points. So 7 points is the biggest lead that North Posey had in this game. Gibson Southern only had the lead one time in this game, and that was at the 23-22 mark of this matchup. So that was the only time they ever had the lead. But individual scoring-wise, leading the way for Gibson Southern is Gabby Spink. She's got 15 points. She's got 4 3-point baskets here in the first half. Then they also have Lydia Maurer. She's got 5 points. Nola Ravelette's got 5 points, and Paige Schnauss has got 2. So only 4 players have scored for Gibson Southern in the first half. For North Posey, they really spread out the ball really well. Leading the way for them is Addie Murphy. She's got 8 points. She nailed a 3-point basket right as time expired in the first half to give the Lady Vikings a 30-27 lead. So she's got 8 points. She's got 2 3-point baskets in the first half. Also, Ella Weatherholt's got 7 points. Having a very good half. Mallory Lewis has got 7 points. Then we got Alyssa Heath with 4 points. Jazz Ward with 2 points. Kylie Bender with 2 points. And that's the scoring right now for North Posey. So six of the seven players that played for North Posey so far in the first half here have scored for the Lady Vikings. So it's not just one person contributing. Everybody's contributing for North Posey here in the first half. They're playing very well, and I hope they can continue this for the second half. So we'll see what happens, but very impressed so far. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. But if you just joined us, North Posey does lead this game 30-27 over Gibson Southern. They're having a very good game. Gabby Spink, Murray State committee, she has got 15 points, and she leads all scorers in this game. And Addie Murphy leads the Lady Vikings with 8 points here in the first half. We're going to step away for a moment for a another break. And when we come back, we'll bring you the start of the second half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville. This Saturday is Ladies' Day at JT's Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies' Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Gibson Southern High School between the Lady Vikings and North Posey and the Gibson Southern Lady Titans. We're going to start the third quarter. We're about 30 seconds away from the start of the third quarter. North Posey leads this game by the score of 30-27. Very good first half by the Lady Vikings. One of the better halves I've seen in quite a while from this team. And very impressed. And experience is showing that they can, you know, experience is showing that they have the upper hand right now. So hopefully they can keep that upper hand here in these next two quarters. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully Gibson Southern players like Gabby Spink, Nola Ravelet, and Paige Nowes do not take off and take over the game. So we'll see what happens there. So we're going to start back up the game. Not sure who's going to get the ball first. Looks like Gibson Southern is going to get the ball first, and they will. So Gibson Southern is going to inbound the ball here at half court. Start the half. Inbound the ball is going to be Lydia Maurer for Gibson Southern. She gets it inbounds. She gets it in. She tries to get in to Ravelet. Maurer looks was playing good defense on her. Ravelet got across the 10-second line. She gets it over to Spink. Spink being guarded by Addie Murphy. In the middle to Paige Snouse. Snouse throws one off the rim. It's no good, but she was fouled, and she's going to go to the line for two shots. I think the foul's on Heath, but I'm not sure. It was on Alyssa Heath. That's her first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Paige Snouse. Snouse takes her first free throw shot, and it is no good. Now is 0-for-1 tonight at the free throw line. Schnauz, a 6-foot sophomore, has a lot of schools looking at her. Schnauz nails her second free throw shot, and the score now is 30-28 North Posey. 7:45 left here in third quarter. Addie Murphy gets across the second, and Murphy just turned the ball over, so she traveled. So Gibson Southern going to get the ball back here on a North Posey turnover at the 7:39 mark of the third quarter. North Posey still leads by 2 points at 30-28. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball at the court for North Posey. You got Addie Murphy Gardner. Spink drives in a lane there, lays one up on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Schnauss. Schnauss starts throwing up again. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson, and we got a jump ball, and it's going to be North Posey ball. 7:23 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 30-28. And we got a timeout. We got a 30-second timeout here by North Posey. And we are just starting the second half. And North Posey still has a two-point lead at 30-28. Still looking good. Looked like they had a little bit of second half. Looked like first game jitters there at the beginning there. But hopefully Coach Kolb gets them squared away and gets them back on track with the way they were playing in the first half. So hopefully that was a good motivational talk he had there with them and get them going. But so far, they've looked good. Very impressed with North Posey's basketball so far. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. Murphy's going to inbound the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson's going to bring the ball up the court. Johnson gets across the 10-second line. Johnson gets around. Spink gets it over to Lewis. Lewis passes up to Murphy. Murphy over in the corner to Heath. Heath drives down the baseline. Passes out to Johnson in the middle to Lewis. Lewis decides to pass it back out. Gets it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 33-28, North Posey. 6:48 left here in the quarter. Basket up there by Lauren Adamson. It's good. Two-point basket by Lauren Adamson. 33-30 is your score. 6:38 left here in the quarter. Alyssa Heath's got the ball. Gives it out to Weatherholt. Weatherholt able to handle the ball. Gets it out. Lugs is able to recover for North Posey. Pass it out to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson over to Heath. Heath throws in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes it back out to Murphy. Murphy takes the three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Addie Murphy, three-point basket. North Posey now leads 36-30. Gibson Southern goes way up the court real fast. Nola Ravelet lays one off the glass. Two-point basket. 36-32. 6:03 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings got a four-point lead. Ellie Jo Johnson's got the ball. She gets it out to Mallory Lewis. Lewis still handling the ball. Lewis takes a three-point shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Lydia Maurer. Maurer gets the ball to Gabby Spink. Spink drives down the lane there. Spink lays it off the glass there. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of North Posey. 5:43 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 36-32. Coming in the game now is Sage Kissel for Paige Schnauss. Gibson Southern's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket here at the 5:43 mark of the third quarter. Kissel's handling the ball. She gets it out to Adamson. Adamson throws it out to Spink. Spink takes a couple dribbles. Decides to throw in the middle there to Maurer, but Weatherholt's able to recover it. Weatherholt's bringing the ball up the court. She gets it up the court to Heath. Heath's wide open. She banks off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 38-32. North Posey. 5:21 left here, third quarter. Maurer tries to go to the basket, and she's fouled by Ella Weatherholt. That's going to be Weatherholt's second personal foul and the first team foul of the quarter. So going the line for two free throw shots will be Lydia Maurer. So we got 5:18 left here in the third quarter. Maurer takes her first free throw shot. It's no good. Gibson Southern tonight is 2-for-4 at the free throw line so far. Coming in the game for North Posey is Kylie Bender and Jazz Ward for Ella Weatherholt and Addie Murphy. Maurer takes her second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. So Maurer gets her sixth point of the game. Her score is 38-33, North Posey. 5:18 left here in the third quarter. Johnson has the ball. Gets it over to the corner there to Lewis. Lewis takes a dribble. Bounce passes it to Heath at the top of the key. Heath hands it back off to Lewis. Lewis still handling the ball. She gets it to Bender. Bender still handling the ball. Bender passes it to Heath. Heath drives in the lane there. Throws one up. And she got fouled. So Bender got fouled by Nola Ravelet. That's going to be Ravelet's second personal foul. And the second team foul, or first team foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Alyssa Heath. Heath missed her first free throw shot there. So she missed the first one. Heath's got 9 points in the game so far for North Posey. She's got five here just in the third quarter. See, she nails her second free throw shot. And it's up. It's good. So Heath now has got 10 points in the game. 39-33 is the lead. North Posey's biggest lead of the game is 7 points. North Posey went to a full court press. They get the ball into Gabby Spink. Spink throws it out to Adamson. Over in the corner there to Spindler. Spindler gives it up to Kissel. Kissel back, passes it back out to Spink. Spink tries to drive in. She's being double teamed. And she lost the ball. Jazz Work throws it up court to Johnson. Johnson lays up all the glass. No good. Rebounded by Heath. And Heath is fouled. And that foul is going to be on number 15, Gabby Spink. And that's going to be Spink's first personal foul and the second team foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Going to the line for two more free throw shots is Alyssa Heath. Heath today is 1-for-2 at the free throw line. She takes her first free throw shot, and it's no good. Heath now is 1-for-3 at the line. Scores 39-33, North Posey. 4:21 left here, third quarter. Looking good so far. If they keep it up, he throws a second shot. It's up. It's good. The score now is 40-33, North Posey. And North Posey just about got the ball back again on a full court press. And good defensive move there by Jazz Ward. She almost was able to save it, but it went out of bounds off of her. Back in the game now is Paige Schnauss for Lauren Adamson. Gibson Southern gets the ball back in bounds. Spink handling the ball, being guarded by Lugs. Now she's being guarded by Johnson, and she did travel there, and they didn't call it. Spindler gets it out to Ravelet. Ravelet gets it to Spindler. Spindler throws one up, and she is fouled by Kylie Bender. That's going to be Bender's second personal foul. And that's going to be the third team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Molly Spindler's at the line now for Gibson Southern. She throws up her first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. Spindler, that's her first point of the game for Gibson Southern. Score now is 40-34. Spindler gets her second free throw shot. It goes up. It is also good. Spindler now has 2 points in the game. 40-35 is your score. Oh, and North Posey just lost it. And they said that ball was out of bounds. That's a weird call. Oh, okay. They said that was out of bounds off of Gibson Southern. So it's going to be North Posey ball underneath their basket. 3:52 left here, third quarter. Leggy Vikings got a 5-point lead. Kylie Bender's got the ball. Bender throws it up. It's good. 2-point basket by Kylie Bender. 42-35. Lady Vikings got a 7-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the game. Basket by Kissel. Rebounded by Ward. Johnson's got the ball for the Lady Vikings. Johnson's getting across the 10-second line. This is the Lady Vikings' biggest lead of the game since 12-5 in the first quarter. Heath still got the ball. Heath just got hit pretty hard there by Ravelet, and they didn't call anything, and that's going to be out of bounds off of Gibson Southern. It's going to be North Posey ball. 3:13 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings got a 42-35 lead on Gibson Southern. So here we go. Lugs inbound the ball for North Posey. Somebody's got to get open. There we go. Ward gets him out of. She's open. She gets it out to Lugs on the corner there. Lugs bounce pass to the top of the key to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Heath. Heath hands it off to Bender. Bender drives in the lane there. And she tries to throw one up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Gibson Southern. Spink's coming up the court now. And Spink got called for traveling. So travel call by Gabby Spink. It's kind of like one of those NBA steps, you know, extra steps you could took, you know. You kind of got away with an NBA type thing, you know. But not in high school basketball. So, but turnover there by Gibson Southern. 2:50 left here, third quarter. Gibson Southern's got a 42-35 lead. Addie Murphy's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. She gets across the 10-second line. Murphy's still driving the lane there, and she got stolen away from her by Gabby Spink. And that foul was on Alyssa Heath. That may have been a good foul there by Heath to slow down Spink on that play, because Spink was just going to drive right down the middle. There was nobody going to stop her. So I would call that a smart foul if you call one. So we're down 2:43 left. North Posey still has a 7-point lead, 42-35. Spink gets the ball inbounds to Kissel. Sage Kissel bring the ball up the court. She's being guarded by Mallory Lugs. She gets the ball to Spindler. Spindler gets it out to Spink. Spink takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. Gabby Spink, 3-point shot. Score now is 42-38, North Posey. 2:19 left here, third quarter. Addie Murphy gets the ball to, gets it out to Lugs. Lugs gets across the 10-second line. Lugs gets it to Murphy. Murphy gets the ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back out to Johnson. Got a little scary there for North Posey. Johnson drives in the lane there. Throws one up. No good. Rebounded by Paige Schnauss. Gravelette bringing the ball to court for Gibson Southern. Gets it out to Spink. Spink goes up with it, and she throws it up, and it's good. 2-point basket by Gabby Spink. 42-40, North Posey. 2-point lead, 1:37 left here in the quarter. And we got a foul on North Posey, and that's going to be on Alyssa Heath. That's going to be Heath's third personal foul. And the fifth personal foul on Gibson Southern for the quarter. I don't think it's going to be two shots, or one and one. Yeah, it is. And the fifth foul of the quarter, fifth personal foul on a team in the quarter. So Ravelet's going to go to the free throw line. Ravelet has 7 points in the game so far. Ravelet gets her to take her first free throw shot here at the 1:34 mark of the third quarter. Takes it up, throws it up. It's good. Ravelet now has 8 points in the game. Score now is 42-41, North Posey. North Posey, Gibson Southern's on a 6-0 run right now here on North Posey. She could tie the game here on this shot. She throws it up, and it's good. So 42-42 now is your score. Gibson Southern on a 7-0 run here. See if North Posey can overcome this at the 1:34 mark of the third quarter. So we've got a tie game here, this matchup. Lugs bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Mallory Lugs got the ball down to 1:25 left here on the clock. Johnson drives down the lane there. She throws one up. Oh, no good. And it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. Wow. Things have changed a little bit here in the last couple of possessions. Got a tie game here. Gibson Southern could take the lead here on this possession. Kissel's bringing the ball to court for Gibson Southern. She's being guarded by Lugs. Gets it out to Ravelet. Ravelet still handling the ball. Gets it to Adamson. Adamson back out to Spink. Spink's got the ball outside the top of the key. Spink throws it out to Ravelet. Ravelet takes a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Ravelet. Ravelet throws one up off the glass. It's good. Nola Ravelet, 2-point basket. 44-42. Gibson Southern, their biggest lead of the night. And we got a foul on Gabby Spink. That's going to be Spink's second personal foul. That's a 13th foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Lewis. And then we got a little touch foul there on Molly Spindler. So that was a quick foul. Bethel Spindler's got her second personal foul, and that's the 14th foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Lewis handling the ball right now for North Posey. North Posey down 44-42. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Murphy takes a three-point shot up there. No good. Rebounded by Molly Spindler. Ravelette's handling the ball for Gibson Southern. Ravelette's going down the court. She gets it out to Spindler. Over to Adamson. Adamson gets the ball to Spink. Spink still handling the ball, being guarded by Eddie Murphy. She's ball to Ravelette. Cross court to Maurer. Maurer gets the ball back to Spink. Down 13 seconds on the clock. Spink still handling the ball. Gibson Southern's on a 9-0 run here at the end of this quarter. And that's a legal pick there by Ravelette. And they're going to call her for a foul. That's going to be Ravelette's third personal foul. And that's going to be the 15th foul of the quarter. And yeah, and one referee said five, so they're going to get, they should get two shots. I guess they're not. So down 3 seconds left. Murphy takes a shot. Oh, and it almost went in. It was no good. So that's the end of the third quarter. Gibson Southern leads 44-42. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
This Saturday is Ladies' Day at JT's Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies' Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
We're back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Gibson Southern High School between the Gibson Southern Lady Titans and the North Posey Lady Vikings. Gibson Southern's got their biggest lead of the game here at 44-42. They closed out the third quarter on a 9-0 run. North Posey led 42-35 in the third quarter, and Gibson Southern scored the last 9 points of the game so far and got a two-point lead to start this fourth quarter. So Gibson Southern's going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Lauren Adamson's got the ball for the Lady Titans. She's bringing it across the 10-second line. She passes it over to Gabby Spink. Spink tries to drive in the lane there, but Lugs cut her off. Gets the cross court to Ravelette. Ravelette tries to drive in the lane there. She throws one up on the glass, and it rolls in. It's good. Nola Ravelette gets her 13th point of the game. Score now is 46-42. And Jazz Ward just threw a layup for North Posey, and the score now is 46-44. So North Posey's only down by 2 points here. 7:25 left here in the game. Down two. North Posey's led this game most of the way just till about now. So they only lost the lead one time in the game. Spink takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson throws up the court to Lissa Heath. She gets the ball to Ward. Ward off to Bender. Bender takes a shot off the rim. No good. And they're going to call a jump foul on the head. I thought that was a foul. But that was a jump ball. Well, I guess North Posey dispossession, so... And everybody on North Posey's side is like, okay, we'll take it. So, all right, so here we go. North Posey's going to inbound the ball. Lewis gets the ball in. She gets it in to Ward. Ward throws across court to Bender. Bender handles the ball. Bender drives in the lane there. Bounce passes out to Ward. Ward drives in the lane there, and Ward just got bumped by Ravelette. And Ravelette's going to get her fourth personal foul. And that will be the first team foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. Coming in the game for Gibson Southern is Molly Spindler for Nola Ravelet. Ravelet's got four fouls now in the game. 6:42 left here in the quarter. Gibson Southern's got a two-point lead, 46-44. North Posey has played a very, very good ball game here tonight. Win or lose, they got to give it to them. They look good. Gives in the middle there to Heath. And Heath got that. That looked more like a foul than anything. So Spink threw across court to Maurer. And Gibson Southern decided to call a timeout. So Kyle Brasher looked like they were getting out of control there. So he decided to call a timeout, and it looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout, and we're just going to stay here. So 46-44, Gibson Southern leads over North Posey. 6:30 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey has played a great game so far, just having a rough last couple minutes of this game. They've kind of struggled, but hopefully they can overcome this and pull out the win here tonight. So we'll see what happens. But they're not out of it. They're still alive. Titans are going to get the ball. Lady Titans are going to get the ball back when we come back into play here. And hopefully North Posey can stay positive and keep playing the way they have been playing and pull off a possible upset here. So we'll see what happens. Gabby Spink's going to inbound the ball for Lady Titans here. 6:30, 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Maurer gets the ball. Spink's got the ball. She gets it out to Foos. Foos gets it on the corner there to Spindler. Spindler takes one dribble. Passes in the middle there to Schnauf. And Jazz Ward's going to get called for the foul, which was a good defensive move there by Ward. But Ward got nailed for the foul on it, which is going to be her second personal foul and the first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Gabby Spink's going to inbound the ball for Gibson Southern. Spink gets ready to inbound the ball. She gets in and bounces Schnauf. Schnauf takes a shot. Up off the rim, no good. And rebounded out of the hands of North Posey. And that was a rebound they could have had. Gets in the middle to Schnauf. Schnauf throws one up, and she got fouled. And I'm not sure if that foul was on Bender or Heath. That was on Heath. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Lissa Heath. So we're at 6:08 mark of the fourth quarter. Heath's got four fouls now, so she's in trouble too, along with Ravelet on Gibson Southern side. Schnauz takes her first free throw shot and is good. Schnauz has 4 points now in the game. Score is 47-44. 47-44 Gibson Southern. Schnauz gets her to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's also good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 48-44. Gibson Southern. 6:06 left here in the quarter. Gets the ball in the middle to Ward. And Ward drove to the lane and she got fouled by Schnell. So she kind of paid her back for that last down at the other end. So Schnell is going to get a foul in that one. That's going to be Schnell's third personal foul. And that's the second team foul of the quarter. So Jazz Ward's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. Ward takes her first free throw shot. It goes up and it's no good.
Damn.
So she's no good on that play, on that shot. Ward's only got 2 points. She got 4 points in the game so far. North Posey trails by 4 points with 6:01 left here in the game. Ward takes her second free throw shot and it goes up. It's good. So score now is 48-45. Gibson Southern, 5:59 left here in the game. And Gibson Southern almost threw that ball away. And that's going to go off of Ella Weatherholt, but it's a good defensive move there by North Posey. And it's going to be Gibson Southern ball, 5:49 left here, fourth quarter. Spink got an inbound the ball for Gibson Southern. She gets an inbound, gets it into Maurer, out the top of the key to Spindler. Spindler gives it back to Spink. Spink drives in the lane there, kicks it out to Foos, back out to Spink. Spink's outside the three-point line. She's being guarded by Lewis. Spink still handling the ball, trying to find an open player to get it to. And Bender got a hand on it and knocked it out of the way, but it went out of bounds off of North Posey, and it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. 5:30 left here, fourth quarter. Good defensive move there by Bender. Still Gibson Southern ball. 5.5 minute mark. Maurer's got the ball. Pass it out to Spindler over to Schnaus. Schnaus drives in the lane there. Almost lost it again. And, ooh, that looked like it, her foot was on the line. But then Spink's got the ball for Gibson Southern. Spink took a shot. And she got fouled going up. And that's going to be on Ella Weatherhold. That's going to be Weatherhold's third personal foul. It's been a third personal foul, 13th foul of the quarter. Gabby Spinks at the line now. Spinks got 20 points in the game. And she threw the first free throw shot, and it's no good. So, 5:11 there. Five minutes, 11 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Gibson Southern's got a three-point lead. Spink missed her second free throw shot, rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson gets the ball across the 10-second line. Logue's handling the ball. Bounce passes it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws one up. Up, it's good. Hello, Weatherholt, two-point basket. Score now is 48-47, Gibson Southern. North Posey got the ball back. Ella Weatherholt's bringing the ball to court for North Posey. She gets it out to Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. And Weatherholt got fouled by Paige Schnaus. And she's going to the line for two free throw shots. That's going to be Schnaus's fourth personal foul. So she's got two players got four fouls on Gibson Southern right now. Is Ravelet and Schnaus. Both got four fouls. Third team foul of the quarter. Weatherholt's going the line. She could tie the game up here. And she does. Weatherholt ties the game up. 48-48 is your score now. 4:41 left here in this matchup. Weatherholt hits this free throw shot. North Posey regains the lead. Will regain the lead if she hits this shot. Is she? It rolls in. It's good. Weatherholt has 11 points in the game. North Posey has a 49-48 lead now. Spink goes up, and she got fouled. And it might have been on Ward, I believe, and it was. Yes. And that's going to be Ward's third personal foul. Fouls are starting to rack up for both teams now. Gibson Southern's got two players with four fouls. North Posey's got two with three, and then Heath with four. Spink's going to take her first free throw shot, and it goes up. It's good. So we got a tied game now at 49-49. 49-49 is their score. 4:32 left here, fourth quarter. Spink gets her to take her second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. So Gibson Southern retook the lead again, 50-49. Johnson's got the ball, gives it over to Lewis. Lewis throws in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt was able to recover the ball back. Lewis takes a shot, rolls in, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Gabby Spink. Spink brings the ball up the court. And Lewis got a hold of the ball. And we're going to have a jump ball here. And it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. So it'll be Lady Titan ball. 4:09 mark of the fourth quarter. Gibson Southern has a one-point lead at 50-49. So looks like a few players kind of fell on the floor there. They're going to bring a towel out to kind of wipe off the sweat off the court. And very good ball game tonight. Very impressed there by North Posey's play. Gibson Southern, I'm sure, is too. So very good ball game. Spink gets the ball in bounds to Molly Spindler. Spindler takes a shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Elliot Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson gets across the 10-second line. Johnson still handling the ball. Passes it over to Kylie Bender. Bender drives in lane there. Lays one up. No good. Wow. She had an open shot there. Molly Spindler's got the ball. She gets it into Lydia Maurer. Spink takes a three-point shot, airballs it, rebounded by Jazz Ward. Bender gets the ball up the court to Johnson, gets it over to Lugs. Lugs takes one, and she gets fouled. I think that was by Gabby Spink, I believe. It was. And that's Spink's third personal foul now, so she's starting to get up there in the fouls too as well. So Mallory Lewis is at the line now. North Posey trails 50-49, 3:31 left here in this matchup. Lewis takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Mallory Lewis gets her 8th point of the game. And we are tied at 50-50. Nola Ravelet's back in the game now for Gibson Southern. So she's got 4 fouls. So fouls are starting to total up for both teams, actually. Lewis getting ready to take her 2nd free throw shot. It goes up. It's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lydia Maurer. We got a tied game here. 50-50. 3:28 left here in the 4th quarter. Gabby Spinks handling the ball. She's being guarded by Mallory Lewis. Spink still being guarded by Lewis. And we got a... What was that call? That was a turnover there by Gibson Southern. So that was a call there. It was a shoving call there on Gabby Spink. So North Posey gets the ball back here. 3:13 left here in this matchup. 50-50 is your score. Johnson got the ball, gets it out to Bender. Bender takes a 3-point shot. A little too much. And Gabby Spink's able to recover it. She got the rebound. Spink is like throw that little elbow out every time. I noticed that just the last couple of possessions here. Spink gets the ball out to Lydia Maurer. Maurer still handling the ball. She just drives around the lane, lays one up. It's good. Lydia Maurer, 2-point basket. 52-50, Gibson Southern. 2:40 left here in this game. Ellie Jo Johnson's got the ball out to Bender. Bender takes a shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ravelet. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball up the court for Gibson Southern. She's being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Down to 2:22 left here on the clock. Johnson. Spink. Gets called again. That referee called her out again. Called her out again for pushing off again. I thought that would be a foul, but he turned it over again. So North Posey got the ball back here. They're down 2:13 left here in the game. They could take the lead with a 3-point basket or tie it with a 2-pointer. Down to 2:05 left. Alyssa Heath's got the ball. She lifted up her dribble a little too soon. She got the ball to Ella Weatherholt, and Coach Cove from North Posey decides to call a timeout. Kind of regroup, which is a very smart move there. And I'm not sure if it's going to be a full or a 30-second timeout here. So, North Posey timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to step away as well. 52-50, Gibson Southern, 1:59 left here, 4th quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Gibson Southern High School between the Lady Titans and the North Posey Lady Vikings. Lady Vikings trail Gibson Southern 52-50, 1:59 left here in the 4th quarter. North Posey will have the ball when we come back out of this timeout. North Posey coach called a timeout just to kind of regroup and set a play up for this possession. And hopefully either A, they will score a 3-point basket, take a 1-point lead, or they will tie the game on a 2-point basket. So hopefully we get one or the other. So we'll see what happens here. Alyssa Heath's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. We're at 1:59 mark of the 4th quarter. He gets the ball inbounds to Weatherholt. Weatherholt's still dribbling the ball. She gets it to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson still holding the ball, being guarded by Lydia Maurer. Nice pick there by Ward. And Gabby Spink was able to recover it. And That foul was on number 20, Ella Weatherholt. That's her fourth team foul, or fourth personal foul, and the fifth team foul. So going to the line for two free throw shots will be Gabby Spink. Spink tonight has 22 points in the game. She's an all-state player. And she threw that one up, and it's good. 53-50 now is your score. Gibson Southern leads by 3 points. 1:45 left here, fourth quarter. Spink gets ready to take her second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. So she's now four straight three-point baskets. Gibson Southern now has a four-point lead. That's their biggest lead of the night at 54-50. Johnson brings the ball to court for North Posey. She gets out to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt's outside the three-point line. She still has not took a dribble yet. She gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson handling the ball right now. Bounce passes in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt tried to throw a pass, and Ravelette was able to steal it. So Gibson Southern got the ball back here with 1:17 left here in the game. North Posey's probably going to try it. And Johnson was able to steal it. Johnson plays one up. It's good. Lily Joe Johnson, two-point basket. That's her first point of the game. 54-52 now is your score. And I think, I'm not sure, Johnson or Luke's got the foul on that one. Let's see. And that was on Ellie Joe Johnson. So, Johnson, that's her first personal foul. And Spink's going to go to the line for two more free throws. But North Posey's only down 2 points at 54-52. 1:01 left here on the clock. Spink nails that first free throw shot. She's now got 25 points in the game. 55-52 now is your score. And she nailed the second one. So now we're 56-52 now. This is the score. Under a minute left here. North Posey down by 4 points here. And they're going to say that went off the legs of Heath. They threw a give-and-go play, and she went in with it, and it went off the legs of Heath, and it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. 50.2 seconds left. North Posey's going to have to foul almost immediately. They're down two possessions right now. And Spink got across the 10-second line, gets it over to Maurer. I don't know why North Posey's not fouling. It's 37 seconds left. Down to Johnson, stole the ball again, and she got the foul on Spink again. Wow. Johnson's so quick with the ball. That's a fourth personal foul on Spink. So Gabby Spink got called for the foul. Ellie Joe Johnson's going to the line for two free throw shots. North Posey trails 56-52 to Gibson Southern. Johnson missed her first free throw shot.
Damn.
So she missed her first free throw shot. Coming in the game now is Addie Murphy and Kylie Bender for Alyssa Heath and Ella Weatherholt. Johnson takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Johnson got her third point in the game. Score now is 56-53. So North Posey's only down one possession. Oh! And Johnson stole the ball again. North Posey's got the ball. And Ravelette just got called for her fifth foul. That's number 20. Yeah, Nola Ravelette just fouled out of the game for Gibson Southern. That's her fifth foul. Bender's going to go line for two free throw shots. 21.9 seconds left. North Posey trails 56-53 in this game. You got to say, win or lose, North Posey has played one heck of a ball game tonight. And they have nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. I mean, this is a great game for Lady Vikings. Bender's going the line, takes her first free throw shot. It goes up off the rim, no good. Bender missed, that was only free throw, that was her first free throw shot of the season there. Bender has 4 points tonight in the game. She's played a good game tonight so far. See, she hits a second free throw shot. It goes up off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Adamson. And that's going to be foul on Addie Murphy. So Murphy's going to get her second personal foul. And going to the line will be Lauren Adamson for Gibson Southern. Adamson tonight only has 2 points in the game. That's all she's got. She scored one basket in the third quarter. 56-53. Gibson Southern leads. 20.3 seconds left in this matchup. Adamson takes the first free throw shot. Goes up. And it rolled in. Good. And the score now is 57-53, Gibson Southern. Titans got a 4-point lead. Adamson takes their second free throw shot, rebounded by Jazz Ward. They can't be goofing off too much. There, throws it up. No good. Rebounded by Gabby Spink. And they're going to throw the ball up the court to. And we got 2 seconds left. And they're going to call a double dribble on Kylie Bender. And we got 1 second left on the clock. 1 second exactly on the clock. And that's pretty much your game, really. Norposi trails 57-53 with 1 second left on the clock. And that's it. That's your final. Gibson Southern wins by the final score of 57-53 over Norposi. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I will bring you the individual scoring totals for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight. Final score, Gibson Southern wins 57-53 over Norposi. Norposi played one heck of a game tonight. They should be proud of themselves. They played a great game. They led most of this way till the end of the third quarter. They led by as much as they were leading. They led 42-35. Then Gibson Southern went on a 9-0 run, and actually a 10-0 run. They went on an 11-0 run. They went an 11-0 run, and then from that point, Gibson Southern led the rest of the way from that point. So, but Norposi gave them a fight all the way to the end and ended up losing this game by 4 points. If Norposi plays like that the rest of the season, the Lady Vikings are going to have a lot of wins in this on this season. So, great game by them. I hope they build from this loss and move on. So, but a good game by the Lady Vikings. Leading the way for Gibson Southern tonight We'll go back to that. We'll go back to the scores. First quarter, North Posey won 16-14. Second quarter, North Posey won 14-13 to take a 30-27 lead at the half. Gibson Southern outscored North Posey 17-12 in the third quarter to take a 44-42 lead after three quarters. Gibson Southern outscored North Posey 13-11 in the fourth quarter to win by the score of 57-53. And that's how it turned out tonight. Scoring totals tonight, individually, Gabby Spink led the way. She had a game high of 26 points in the game. Then we had Nola Ravelette. She fouled out of the game with 13 points. Lydia Maurer had 8 points. Paige Schnauss ended up with 5 points. Then we had Lauren Adamson with 3 points and Molly Spindler with 2 points in the game. For North Posey, they were led by 3 scorers tonight. All 3 were in double digits. Each of them had 11 points. It was Alyssa Heath with 11 points, Ella Weatherholt with 11 points, and Addie Murphy with 11 points. So great game by all 3 of those girls. Scoring 8 points was Mallory Lewix. She had 8 points. Jazz Ward with 5 points. Kylie Bender with 4 points. And Ellie Jo Johnson with 3 points. So everybody from North Posey that played tonight scored and contributed. So a very good team effort there by Lady Vikings. And I take this like a win, you know, coming in here playing against the defending state champions and only losing by 4 points. So a great game by Lady Vikings. So, but that's the wrap-up, really. Like I said, Lady Gibson Southern won 57-53 over North Posey. North Posey starts off the season 0-1. They will be back on the court again tomorrow night against Wood Memorial. I'll be bringing that game to you live on WPIW 98.9. That game will start up around 5:30. And we'll be bringing that game to you live around 5:20. So until then, have a great night. We'll be back on the air tomorrow and for another game. Good night.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.